All right, it's my honor tonight to introduce the next missionary that will be speaking, but I'd like just to say a word. When Jesus said, look on the fields, they're white already to harvest, he also said the multitudes. He looked on the multitudes and he was moved with compassion. He's going to show some slides. He's going to show some things that's going on in the Philippines. And I want you to be moved with compassion. I want you to be moved with pity. Pity wears off. Compassion stays moving. Amen? When you think about compassion, the word compassion is a compound word. It means fellow feeling. Understanding what somebody else feels. And every one of you knows what it's like. If you're here and you're saved, you know what it was like to be lost. And those people need the same thing we need. Amen? So without anything else to say, I'll ask Brother Michelangelo Carrion to come up and present his ministry and preach for us.
Wow. There's so many of you guys. Probably I will ask one question. Do you have a medic or ambulance? Because I'm thinking that I'm going to pass out because of nervous. I'm just kidding. So you heard it right. My name is Michelangelo. So I've been to like at least like 40 churches or 30 churches from June 27 until now. The name Michelangelo, they always call me like, oh, you must be the famous painter. So when they say I'm a famous painter, I would say, no, I'm just a Ninja Turtle. Yeah. Right? But if they say Ninja Turtle, I would say, I'm a famous painter. But you can call me Famous Turtle, okay? So it's gonna be both. So my name is Michelangelo Carrion. I'm a missionary to the Philippines. I'm 25 years old. That's why I'm so nervous because I'm too young to stand up here. I used to be the song leader in Quinton Road Baptist Church in 1,000 of people, but I never preach. I never spake something like that to 1,000 of people probably, you know. But I just want to start up saying thank you to the pastor. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here, especially for God for giving me the safe travel. You know, last November 3, I drove from Elizabethton, Tennessee, from Paris, Texas, for almost 14 hours. And then November 4, there's something happened. There's a tornado in Paris, Texas, and I'm staying in the place like 10 minutes away on the tornado. And but God's been good for taking care of me. Especially for providing some financial for my expenses. God is good for using some people and churches to help me. And last November 6, Sunday night, because my meeting got canceled because of tornado, I started driving from Paris, Texas to boundary of Louisiana and Mississippi for almost 6 hours. And I sleep on my van, taking a break for 5 hours. And 5 a.m., I started driving again from that place in boundary of Mississippi and Louisiana, going to Haines City. It took me like 13 hours just to be here. But I'm so thankful for God for taking care of me. And please pray for me tomorrow. I'm going back to Tennessee for at least 10 hours and 30 minutes. And this Thursday, I'll be in Illinois. So please pray for me. There's a lot of driving. You know, I love driving and I love doing this because our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Just like my pastor, when he went in the United States, he drove like hundreds of miles because he loves the Lord. And your faithfulness and your loving heart to the mission and missionaries brought us here and made us here. And I am the product of your faithfulness in the ministry. So we are so thankful for all of you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. You know, we are missionary in the Philippines. You know, Philippines is composed about 7,107 islands. We are working in the northern part of Luzon. Maybe some of you are familiar with Bataan. Bataan is a well-known during World War II. Because it was a death march started on where the Japanese made Americans and Filipinos to walk from Bataan Peninsula to Capas Tarlac, and it was almost 70 miles. It was 76,000 walk in that death march, and it was 66,000 Filipinos and 10,000 Americans were died that time. But we are so thankful because you Americans sent some armies to liberate and help us. You didn't just bring your M16, but you bring also your John 3:16. And I am the product of your love for the mission. Amen. And we are so thankful because this BG presentation, I know that, and I hope that this video will be a blessing to all of you. And after this, I'll start sharing the Word of God. you know, God's been good in my life. Not just in my life, but in everybody's lives here. Amen. You know, I just want to I want to start also for sharing my testimony. So I was saved when I was 18 years old. But before I got saved, I'm 18 years old, February 15, 2015. But before I got saved, that was my 13 years old to 17 years old, I've experienced so many things in life, such as saying marijuana, alcohol, cocaine, cigarette, that I would say my life has really no direction. But God has changed everything. There was one missionary pastor went to our town. His name is Brother Igmijo Porton. He's looking for a basketball player and make a basketball team. And he shared the gospel to me and to my friends after that. And their requirements for basketball was you cannot play ball every Saturday if you are not in the church every Sunday. Just because I love playing basketball, I always go to church every Sunday. And that's the only reason. But I remember at the month of April 2015, their church has an event for the young people youth camp. And as you can see, there is some pictures of our youth camp. In April 30th, that night, I totally surrendered my life to the Lord and served him full-time in the ministry and to be a pastor. By the grace of God, I finished my college in our Bible College in the Philippines at the year of 2019, four-year course, Bachelor of Theology, Major of Pastoral. And on that year, 2019, month of August, God opened up the opportunity to study again in Day Spring Bible College and Seminary. And by the grace of God, I have finished my college for 2 years. It took me 3 years because, you know, it took me 3 years because of our language barrier. You know, my first month in Chicago, I never talked to someone because I don't know how to speak in English. So please forgive me if I have the wrong grammar. You know, I know you're understanding people, you know. So please forgive me, you know. You know, after a night and night of praying when I was in Chicago on what God wants me to do when I get back to the Philippines, God is calling me to start a mission church in La Trinidad, Benguet. And when I was in Chicago, in Quinton Road Baptist Church, I got the opportunity to do song leading in 1,000 of people, and I became the Rwanda song leader for a year. Who knows that the man was leading some other people to do sin before I got saved is now leading people to sing for God. Oh, glory belongs to God for that. And as I go around here in the United States for a year, next year on June, probably first week of June or second week of June, I'm going back to the Philippines, and I'm so excited to start a mission church. You know, before I share the word of God to you, to each of every one of us here, I just want to encourage all of you. You know, when Peter, when he was in the prison, bound with chains and sleeping with two soldiers, you know, he can wear his sandals, he can wear his shorts, he can wear his shirts, but he cannot break the chain in his hands. Do what you can do, and let God do what you cannot do. Amen. God sent his angel to help Peter when he was in the prison. Amen. You know, sometimes we are bound with chains of some things in our lives that it's hard for us to do something for God. Amen. Sometimes those kind of chains is expectation of the people from you. Sometimes you're about to do something, but you are thinking like, what's going to people think about if I do this? Let God break those kind of expectation in your life. Amen. Let's open our Bible in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. This is the story about the widow woman on how she reacted on what Elijah told her. Bible school student, probably you know this story about the life of Elijah. You know, Elijah was a mighty prophet of God during the reigns of Ahab and Ahaziah in the northern kingdom of Israel. But we're going to talk about this widow woman on her life, on how God blessed her life. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. I will read all those verses and you will just follow me with your eyes. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying unto Elijah, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded the widow woman there to sustain thee. Sustain means provide. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Verse 11. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." In verse 12. And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and what? And die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son." This is what God's promise in verse 14. "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." In verse 15, "And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat." How many days? One? 1 week? 1 month? A year? Many days. "And the barrel of meal wasted not." Woo! "Neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which is spake by Elijah," which is spake by the servant of God. Amen. Let us pray. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, once again, we're so thankful for this opportunity to be here. Thank you so much for allowing me to share your word. Lord, use me as a channel of blessing in this congregation, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to talk about this widow woman. I only have one title, and I have 4 sub-points. And if you will listen to me, it will take me just 10 minutes. Alright? But if not, just 10 minutes also. And 4 days and 3 nights. You guys like that? I'm just kidding. Just 10 minutes. Alright? You know, in this time, this widow woman, she thought that she hasn't enough to give something for Elijah. Right? This is what she said in Bristol. And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may and die." I will give you my title right now. Think not what you want to get, but think what is the thing you should give. Think not what you want to get, but think what is the thing you should give. Number one is for God. What is the thing you should give for our God? You are here not because you want to get something for God, but you are here because we want to give something for God. What is the thing you should give for our God? You have to think about it. You have to give yourself to our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Just like what Pastor said earlier, you know, it includes in my message, you know, why do you have to give yourself to our Lord Jesus Christ? Because in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." That's why I am here, you know, going around, driving miles and miles and miles, hundreds of miles and miles, because I love the Lord. Because I know that God is calling me not just to share the word of God, but to all in the Philippines, but in the whole province in the Philippines, in La Trinidad, Benguet. I have a burden to be a shepherd, to be the shepherd, because in verse 36, "And we're scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." There are so many people right now waiting for the truth. We as a Christian, if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, if we believe to Him, that's why, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations," not just for the Bible school student, not just for the pastor, but "Go ye therefore," all of us, We as a Christian, we have the responsibility to share the word of God.
Amen.
Go ye therefore. I only have 4 S this evening. Number 1 is surrender yourself to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You have to surrender your life because there are so many people who are lost with the word of God. Number 2. Told you 10 minutes. Number 2. To serve. Right after you surrender your life to our Lord Jesus Christ, you have to serve Him.
Amen.
So easy, right?
Yeah.
But it's meaningful. You have to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. This, just like this widow woman, she surrendered a little cake to Elijah.
Right.
And she served Elijah through that little cake.
Right.
How about you? How about us? What are those things that we have to give to our Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
I don't know that, but you know that. You know to yourself, what are those things that you have to give to our Lord Jesus Christ? You know, God never promised that life would have been easy, right?
Amen.
God never promised that, but God's promise is always true that He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
And every single time, God will never leave you. That's why my third S, you have to survive all those problems in your life. You have to survive all those struggles in your life. When I was in the Philippines, I heard one story. You know, there was a young man who really wanted to quit in the ministry. He went to the pastor Sunday morning and said, "Pastor, I really want to quit in the ministry. Because I've seen some of your members having those kind of problems, having those kind of struggles in their lives. And I don't know if I face those problems. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can face. The pastor said, "Come back. Right after an hour, during the service, I want you to walk around the building 3 times, but get 1 cup of water and walk around the building 3 times. While you are walking, do not spill any amount of water." And the man said, "I can do this. You know, it's so easy." And he was walking. When he was walking, he's going like that. He's very serious that he really wants to do it. Like, he really wants to quit. That's why he's doing it. The first one is done. The second one is done. The third one, he's saying like, "I can do whatever I want after this." And he's done. And he went back to the pastor and said, "Pastor, I'm done. I finished your job. I finished your task for me. Walking around the building 3 times without any spilling amount of water." And the pastor asked him, "While you were walking around the building, have you seen some of my members having those problems?" And the man said, "No." "While you were walking around the building, have you seen some of my members having those trials in their lives?" And the man said, "No. I only have 2 things for you. Because you are focused on what you're doing. Number 2, I let you walk 3 times because I want you to consistency. I want consistency while you are walking." We as a Christian, while we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to look at the other's problems. You just have to focus on what you are doing.
Amen.
Because sometimes you will get discouraged if you see someone in the church having those problems.
Right. Yeah.
But we as a Christian, you just have to be focused on what you are doing.
Amen.
Back in 1950s, 1960s, we have a transportation in the Philippines called chariot. You probably know that. There's a horse in the front, and then there's a big bucket in the back so people can sit down, you know. And that horse has a cover in the side of his eyes. So that horse focus is only in the front because right and left, he can be distracted on the people. We as a Christian, you know, we all know for sure that Satan is a great deceiver, right? Satan will never stop to deceive us. Sometimes Satan will put some barriers in our lives that sometimes it will shake your faith. But don't forget that even if you are in the lowest part of your life, don't forget that God is with you.
Amen.
Just focus on what you are doing. Because in Hebrews 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Always look to Jesus.
Amen.
Especially, always be willing to be used by God. Just like this widow woman. What is the first one? Surrender. Serve. The third one? Survive all those problems. You know, let's read in verse 15. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, not just 1 week, not just 1 month, but God bless this widow woman's life. The last S that I see in this story is God will surprise you on what He can do in your life.
Amen.
Survive all those things, and then God will surprise you on what He can do in your life.
Amen.
Bible school student, never give up.
Amen.
If you feel discouraged, I feel discouraged too. I felt discouraged when I was in the Bible college because, you know, it's hard being so far away with your, from your family. You know, sometimes Christmas in the Philippines, I would say it's very different. New Year in the Philippines, I would say it's very different. But I do nothing. Because sometimes I feel discouraged. But God surprised me on what He can do in my life. Just be willing to be used by God. Just like what I said, Bible school student, never give up. We can do this.
Amen.
Always remember that God is calling us, not people. God is calling us, especially to share the word of God. So I go ye therefore and teach all nations. Let's go therefore and teach all nations with the word of God.
Amen.
You know, as I go around here in United States, I'm so excited, like, to share what God is doing in my life, especially when I get back to the Philippines to start a mission church in La Trinidad, Benguet. You know, La Trinidad is a capital city of Benguet. La Trinidad has 16 barangays. 16 barangays. Barangay means small town. And La Trinidad has a population of 140,000 people. And La Trinidad supplies most of the Philippine strawberries and cut flowers, which include roses. That's why I'm excited also to invite you to see our ministry, and especially if you visit my future church in La Trinidad, Benguet. I have one promise for you. If you go there, I'll buy you one bucket of strawberries. You like that? That's a promise. Because in the Philippines, in La Trinidad, Benguet is also known as the largest strawberry farm. That's why. La Trinidad Vegetable Trading Port is visited by wholesalers and traders of vegetables from other provinces. So, not just 140,000 people, but almost 300,000 because of the traders. Because there are so many people. So, please pray for me. I really need your prayer that when I get back to the Philippines, my goal in 2030 is to establish 16 churches in La Trinidad, Benguet. And 16 children churches in La Trinidad, Benguet. Why I said that? Brother Michelangelo, the famous turtle, why are you really confident to say that? Because in the Philippines, if I have 30 to 50 candies, I can teach 30 to 50 kids also. That's how we're very approachable with the word of God. So please pray for me as I start this big vision. I'm praying for 50 individuals, including churches, who will take me on for support at least for $30 a month. And by the grace of God, I already have 14 individuals who are supporting me. And also, in my video presentation, we saw the pictures of our ministry. You know, we have an event every year for the Young People Youth Camp. Youth Camp is, I would say, one of our pioneering ministry on where the young people committing their lives to the Lord. Because of pandemic, we don't have youth camp for the past 2 years, 2020 and 2021. But last July, July 11 to July 14, we had an opportunity to fellowship to one another and have a youth camp again. And this year was the biggest number of our young people who joined and have an opportunity to fellowship to one another. And by the grace of God, we gathered 200 young people in 4 days and 3 nights. And by the grace of God, almost 100 campers who committed their lives to the Lord as a worker of the church. And by the grace of God, we have 20 young men who surrendered their lives to the Lord full-time in the ministry and to be a pastor. 12 of them are now in our Bible college as a freshman, and 8 of them are still in the senior high school, and next year they will go to our Bible college also. For the last 9 years, we are still renting our campsite in Valley of Grace in Danlupian, Bataan. And on that years, we are praying to buy a lot, at least 1 acre, on where we can build our own campsite. Last January, the Lord answered our prayer. God gave us a 1 acre lot on where we can build our own campsite. One of the reasons why I'm here tonight is to help my home church and ask for help for our women's dormitory. We are really praying to start our youth camp next year in our own campsite. And with that, women can have their privacy and safety. And I'm praying for 20 individuals who will give at least $1,000 to start this building project. By the grace of God, we have 2 individuals who are already gave $1,000. That's why our building construction is already on the process. So please pray for us. Why do we have to invest to our young people? Because I believe young people is our hope for our future. Amen. If one man surrender his life to the Lord and commit his life full-time in the ministry, he's not the only one who will be saved, but one generation. Amen. Because this young man can start a church and can start his own family. Why I'm really confident to say this? Because I am one of the young men who surrendered their lives to the Lord and served him full-time in the ministry. Amen. And now I'm here going around. Tomorrow I'm going to Tennessee to share also what I'm doing right now. But I am so thankful for opening your door for me to share what God is doing in my life. Never give up in serving the Lord Jesus Christ, because God will surprise you on what He can do in your life. Amen. Thank you so much again, Pastor.
Let's stand to our feet tonight as musicians come. I don't know what point it was tonight that God spoke to your heart. Maybe it's something that you need to surrender. Maybe you need to step into service. Maybe it's you feel like you're in that place where you're surviving. You're just surviving. And maybe you need to come and talk to the Lord. Maybe it's other people that are discouraging you in that time while you're trying to survive. You haven't put those blinders on. You see other people living it up, sometimes maybe in sin while you're struggling because you're serving the Lord. Why don't you just come and talk to the Lord about it? Give it to Him. Keep your focus on Him tonight. Maybe you say, Preacher, I'm getting discouraged because God hasn't surprised me. I've given. I've stepped out in faith. I'm serving. I'm surviving. And God hadn't surprised me yet. Why don't you come and talk to Him about it and say, God, I'm just going to trust You. Maybe you're here tonight and you need to be saved. That's another S for us tonight. Need to trust in Christ. Put your faith and trust in Him. You say, well, how do I get it all started? That's how you get started, folks. Before you can ever surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you have to give Him your life. You have to trust in His finished work of Calvary, His death, His burial, and His resurrection for salvation. If you want to do that tonight, I'll meet you right in the front. We'll take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure you're on your way to heaven. If you step out and come, as Brother Bert sings.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender. I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender.
Bow your head with me tonight and pray. Folks have stepped down and come, and God is working in our midst, and maybe you need to come. Maybe God's been speaking to your heart and asking you to step out and come. Maybe you need to surrender. Maybe you need to join a good local church like this and move your membership by statement because you're coming from another good Baptist church, or maybe you need to come and be baptized and join the local church. Whatever it is that God's speaking to your heart about tonight, why don't you step out and come as Brother Burt sings?
All to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me. May I know thy power divine. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen. We have some things to share with you tonight.